Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us. Andrew Gaze is going to join us this hour. Your calls and texts are always welcome. One of our favourites on this program has been for a long, long time. He's a two-time Norm Smith medalist, a five-time premiership star. He's coached Port Melbourne for, God, it seems like 20 years or more. He's going to be coaching Montrose in 2022, but he's also nominated Andy Gowers, his 1991 premiership teammate, to run for a position on Jeff Kennett's board at Hawthorn. We thought we'd get him on and have a chat with him. His name is Gary Ayres, of course. Ayres, welcome.
Good on you, Gaz. How are you, Tim?
Good, Gary.
We're going nicely, my friend. We're looking forward to you wandering out to Montrose and just taking charge out there in the eastern suburbs. But before we get to that, your old club, how are they tracking at the moment, you reckon?
Oh, well, obviously, everyone sets a pretty high standard, Gaz, as I'm sure you would know. And, of course, congratulations on the little bit that you played, mate, with Melbourne as well. And everyone's pretty excited about finally getting the flag for the Demons, I'm sure. But,
thank you, mate.
Yeah, when you look at Hawthorn's record, it's been quite unbelievable over a long period of time. And just of late, things haven't been going the way everyone would like. And clearly, I got a phone call from Andy, and he wanted to know if I'd nominate him for a possible position back on the board, and as a mate and a premiership teammate, and he's a successful businessman. I said, well, if I can help, I can help. So that's where it originated from, mate.
So did you have to think long and hard about this, Ayrsie? Because once you dip your toe in here, you sort of become involved in the political machinations of a football club, even by nominating somebody.
Yeah, you do, Tim. Clearly, it's something, obviously, that's going to get a little bit of news. And I guess, though, at heart, we've always thought about how can we help the Hawthorn Football Club because of what they've done for me over a long period of time. And they gave me a start, as they've given Andy and countless other guys too. Jimmy Morrissey was another one as well, who's been obviously looking at what he could possibly do if things worked that way. So I did think about it long and hard, as you mentioned, but when it came down to if I can help someone, I've always had that adage that if I can, I can. If I can make a difference in somehow, well, so be it. So obviously there's a little bit to play at, as we know, but clearly if it is about a little bit of change and we want that change to be better, then it can only be good for the footy club.
What do you think Andy Gowers can bring to the board?
Well, he was on the board as football director back in 2014, 2015 when they won a couple of flags, and clearly his business acumen, he's been a successful businessman for a long period of time. He's also been able to, I think, understand the game from a footballing perspective, and I think he just offers another voice, and he'd be certainly very, very happy to challenge if there's any thinking that may need to be really dived into and possibly to get the best result. And as I said before, there's a friendship there, there's a mateship there, and a premiership teammate, and of course it's a bond that you never ever lose.
In your mind, what happened around Clarko and the changeover to Sam Mitchell, do you think this has precipitated the disgruntled movement that appears to be around the Hawthorn Football Club right now?
Yeah, look, without knowing what's going on behind the four walls, Tim, I think that's probably a perception, I would have thought. And clearly, in any situation with what Alistair Clarkson's done, he's by far been the best coach for the last 30 years. So when people look at it from a point of view of having success and doing what he's been able to do, and he's just so innovative and how he keeps obviously changing the football landscape and the way football's played, it would probably seem that. But again, I don't know the true extent behind it all, Tim, because I'm not involved there in a day-to-day basis. But clearly there was a succession plan. Could it have been handled a little bit better? Perhaps that's the case. But again, all Andy's trying to do with some other people is to look at who could be the possible best candidate or candidates to be on the board.
There's another group, of course, the Hawks for Change. You spoke about Jimmy Morrissey. I think he's involved with that as well. Did you get a sense that some people are a bit concerned that Jeff Kennett's had too much say at this football club?
No one's spoken to me about that, Gaz, I must admit. And again, if he's the president, he, as we all know, there are presidents out there that are they're in the media a lot more than potentially other people. Is that good? Is that bad? I guess it's always up to the individual to see that. Jeff's a high-profile person, and of course, again, I'm sure he's got the best interests of the football club at heart. But from what I can see, the people that they're talking about, Tim Shearer, Simon Taylor, is there other people that could possibly be put up as candidates? And that's why I nominated Andy.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's just healthy alternatives getting up. I know, I read some of the stuff from the other group and they talked about, loss of connection with the Hawthorn sort of grassroots people. I'm not close enough to know that or understand that. But, I mean, these are really strong alternatives that you're putting forward. And I know Andy really well, so he would be a fantastic appointment back onto the board.
Yeah, that's true, Gaz. And clearly he's had experience in that area before. And, again, alternatives... It'll actually play out, hopefully, the way it does, and common sense will prevail, and the best people will be in the positions to make a difference at the football club, because clearly we want to see our club challenging for silverware as often as possible. And the last few years, it hasn't been quite that for a variety of reasons, but let's hope that they're back next year enjoying some success as we all want, because it's just a wonderful place to be when you're getting successes. I'm sure you now know, Gaz.
Does Andy Gowes have... a presidential ambition at all?
I don't know, Tim, about that one. So from my understanding and discussions with Andy, it's more just about a position on the board.
Hey, Izzy, you've been around coaching a long time, and this is completely off the track of the Hawthorn Football Club, but we were talking about Jordan Dugowie before and the fact that he's gone over to the States, and we now know that he's been training really hard. He's in the best shape of his AFL life, and Gary said before, the penny drops at different stages for different players. I mean, this must be something that you're really familiar with, having been around young men for a long time in a coaching capacity.
Yeah, it is, Tim, and clearly you want them to be able to be the best that they can be, and there's young men that go along this journey, and no doubt they've got talent, but that's only a small thing. It's about the application that they have to do the hard work. It's the understanding of their own game. It's the awareness of what they can do. And again, we're all aware that players out there, they want to be the best that they can be, but some just take a little bit longer. And yeah, if that's great from Jordan's point of view, if the penny has finally dropped. And again, we've seen guys in the last probably 2 years that have been very, very prominent in what they've been able to do to make themselves the best that they can be. And whether that's a Christian Petrarca or whether it's a Dusty Martin for the last however many years, it's just great to see that if they have got talent, that they now understand their full game and they just don't rely that talent will get them through.
14 years at Port Melbourne, and now heading out to Montrose. Are you excited about the new challenge?
Yeah, I am, Gaz. And look, clearly I had a blast at Port, but obviously the club wanted to go in a different direction, and that's fine. You accept that, even though I would love to hung around for a bit longer just because there's been a fair bit of change within the VFL landscape. But then Montrose look like that they're a club that wants to go places, and the upside where they sit in the Eastern Football League, and clearly what we hope to do. And it's always nice to have someone want you, Gaz, as I'm sure you would know. So,
there's plenty out there that want you, Izzy. Don't you worry about that. This is a massive coup for Montrose. And I was reading where you've taken... your assistant coaches have also gone out into the coaching world as well. I mean, you must have just a real passion for the coaching caper.
Yeah, I have, Gaz, and it's clearly something that I've been doing for a long, long time now, and it's great to see some of my assistants who, one's got a job at Currumburra and another one's out at Leongatha and another one's at Kilcunda Bath, so hopefully they do all the things that I didn't do, boys, so it's always important. But I do have a passion for footy, and clearly that involves all different things. And it's been wonderful for me over the years, Gaz. So, if I can put something back into it, mate, I'm only too happy to do that.
And Montrose, they are the what?
Montrose Demons, Tim.
No, the D's.
Hey.
There's the connection.
That's a grand old flag, as we know, Gaz.
Let's hope so for you, mate. Hey, we love every time you jump on and have a chat with us. Your love for footy and your passion for footy is It comes from the right place, and I know Hawthorn supporters will know when they read that your support of Andy Gowers for a board position would all be coming from the right place. So thanks so much for jumping on this morning, mate. We're going to follow the Montrose Demons very closely next year.
Good on you, Gaz. Thanks, Jim. Great to talk, as always.
Good on you, Izzy.
Two-time Norm Smith. What a player.
God, he was a great Tim. Player.
Just explain it up for the year. Yeah. We could maybe pick a player a week, and Gary Ayres would be a great place to start. He played in the back pocket, and he could go in any other team. In fact, one day we were playing at Hawthorn out at Waverley, and it was a reasonably close game. And then I think Dermot got injured, and I reckon it was the day Jason Dunstall's. He had the fracture of his skull.
Yep.
So as he went forward, just won the game for him. He could have played in the middle in any other era and been one of the best midfielders. But he just, and we were lucky. We got to play state footy with him, and as a teammate in those times, none better. He was just knowing you had your back was the most comforting feeling in the world.
Well, famously, he went into the centre in that second half against Geelong at Princes Park that day. And they turned the game around. That is a great idea. That is a great idea. Between now and when we're off air, let's do one player a week, our favourites, and we'll actually talk to them, but we'll pull their game apart and we'll educate people out there that may have been too young to actually see them play and give them some sense of what sort of a player they were.
Ruthlessly Conan. His nickname was Conan the Barbarian. He had one of the longest mullets I've ever seen.
Oh, Gary, he missed me by a bees at the beginning of the 1985 grand final. I just swerved enough.
Oh, yeah.
He came off the wing. I would have been knocked into next week.
What about that back line that they had? There's Ayres, Langford, Collins, Jenke, Mew, and then it would have been any one of a number of other ones.
Well, Kennedy played. He played there for a while, but he went forward.
For a long time, and he just held him up. Izzy, I love him. He's one of my all-time favourites.